Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Kia ora, Dr. Zimke. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good. Boy, have I got a treat for you today.
What are we talking about on Travelling Tunes this morning?
So this is another of those genres that showed up on people's Spotify, you know, of the year things for 2021, and it was furniture music. And heaps of people are like, what the heck is furniture music? And I don't think I've been listening to that. So to encapsulate what could possibly be, you know, a day-long symposium, in 1917, there's this French impressionist composer named Eric Satie, and he wanted to create music. He called it music d'ameublement, and that was background music played by live performers. It was music that existed and interacted with the environment, you know, but wasn't at the forefront.
Okay, well, shall we hit play on this first track? What are we listening to currently?
So this is how big the movement is that people think they don't know about it. This is Miles Davis, who's an iconic jazz trumpet player. And Miles did study classical music at Juilliard, which is like the highest place to study music. And so he would have been very familiar with Satie. And he spent a lot of time in Paris after his studies. So he would absolutely know about this movement. And Miles is considered jazz. So have a listen to this. This is not what you would think of as jazz.
No, this is not what I think of when I think Miles Davis.
And he purposely was experimenting with jazz. In fact, he changed it so much because he did create jazz that was so different. It was called cool jazz because it wasn't fast, it wasn't speedy, it wasn't show-offy. And so this is a 1974 track of his. And so you can hear he is creating music that is atmospheric, that's not completely background, you know, like it fits with the space and creates space, but it's not in your face. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kirsten. So yeah, feel free to dance to this if you want.
Yeah, sort of sway.
And you can also see how this movement, you know, affects what's later going to become ambient music, you know, which is, you know, a massive sort of branch of electronica. And people still debate, is it passive listening, active listening? Is it for calm, contemplation, unobtrusive, but it's still got a visual element? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So here's what a French theorist says about music d'ameublement, is that it's French, it isn't tiring, it doesn't wear out, it isn't boring, and it completes one's property.
One's property?
Yes. Because, so the OG music d'ameublement is meant to be played live. You know, you go into a space and it's there. And actually, his original furniture music piece is supposed to be played 840 times.
Oh,
in a row.
My lord.
So it's actually kind of this philosophical sort of concept about music. And lots of other musics, obviously classical, jazz, can fit into this umbrella because it fits into what Satie's original goal of thinking about what is furniture music.
Now, this song is 32 minutes long. So for the sake of time, shall we move on to our second track of the day?
Oh, boo.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Okay. No, okay, so second track, I got to give you a little heads up. So one of the things this music evolved into is Muzak, M-U-Z-A-K.
Okay.
And this is the Muzak Orchestra itself.
Oh my God, I love this.
Me too. I think this is one of the greatest songs ever. So this is the same year as the Miles Davis track.
74?
Wow.
Yes.
This makes me feel like I'm in an episode of Mad Men.
Now, Muzak is actually the name of a company that creates this. It's a brand that created non-intentional music.
Non-intentional?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That you go to a place you're not intending to listen to music, like an elevator, like the doctor's office. And so a lot of people think Muzak is awful, and how could Satie, you even draw that link? But that concept about what music does is directly linked. But one of the other major differences is that some people feel Muzak is about consumption, productivity, of workers, and it's actually about trying to affect people's behavior, to shop more. I guess when you listen to this music, you feel like shopping?
Yeah, no, the first thing I thought about was like sort of going around a 60s supermarket, getting some canned something or other.
Pushing my little trolley.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And you think about this music is with us all the time, and the holds on the phones, on hold.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of the games music is having that same purpose. It's supposed to be there, you're supposed to hear it, but not listen to it.
Ooh.
Mm. Heard but not listened. One author called it sterile and Esperanto-like.
Esperanto-like?
Because it can fit everywhere. It's like neutral. But by the way, the Muzak company, since 1997, only makes original songs, which they used to do, pop songs.
True. All right, this is the last song that you've picked for us today. Ooh.
So remember, you're supposed to hear, but not listen. Is everyone doing that?
Yes.
Space.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is a really famous French electronica producer, Jean-Michel Jarre, and he, of course, would not say that he makes furniture music. I don't want to upset any of his fans. But he was doing a lot of weird experimental electronica music. They're playing with synthesizers still quite early on in synthesizers development. But again, he's French. He would know all about this. He definitely was creating music that was listened to differently, than your average song, right?
So when did this come out?
76.
Oh, wow. So it's all around the same time.
Yeah, I think that was sort of an accident of trying to look at a lot of things. But it's obviously a movement that people were sort of playing with and thinking about, that music that's unobtrusive, complex.
This almost sounds quite modern.
Oh, he definitely has a huge influence on any electronica, ambient music. And in fact, it had terrible reviews at the time. People just thought it was garbage. Now, he wrote for films, but this was like, I think, one of his first albums that wasn't a film soundtrack. But it's now since been used in films. You can probably hear that. Yeah, I feel like running.
Yeah.
So his music, again, gets labeled techno, experimental, ambient, electronica. But he'll go on people's lists of furniture music. That's why everyone's surprised, because they didn't know they were listening to this movement that is about a whole different way of hearing.
I mean, because this, to me, it feels totally different to the Miles Davis one or the second one that we listened to.
The Muzak, yeah.
Yeah, the Muzak.
Well, Jean-Michel Jarre normally does music that is very upfront. I mean, he's one of those guys that goes to an old archaeological ruin with lasers and does a show with 5,000 people.
Mm.
So he is about, look at me and listen to me. But it's other people's interpretation saying, I feel this song has some of those qualities about atmosphere, environment, place. It doesn't... the melody isn't something that you're going to go hum around. Well, maybe you guys can, but, it's not structured with that sort of forefront melodic element. And I guess this is an example of a genre that's, it's not a movement, it's not a bunch of people that get together, they don't, you know, they don't decide what it is and make music together. This is like one of those like circles that Spotify and others have drawn around other people's music. So the genre itself is unintentional.
Someone's texted in, this tune featured a lot on New Zealand 80s television.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool. Children of the Dog Star vibes.
Oh. So going back to that quote I read about a music to a movie bomb, is that it won't wear out. It isn't boring. And I'm like, yeah,
that's true.
And it's French.
Oh, well. If it's French, then... Très chic.
Oui, oui.
Well, I mean, so you guys are musicians, right? They're there. I mean, you know, I guess it would take a different headspace for you to think about creating music in this way, you know?
For this purpose. This sort of style, this track, Oxygen Part 2, it would not sound out of place on an Amoogie track, can I say, with Yeri like spitting some bars over the top. It would be so cool.
Yeri would spit bars.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Let's go remix, Amoogie remix.
But as soon as you put bars on top of it, you've taken away from that background. You know, you've put back to forefront and listen and let's analyze the lyrics and let's hear what you're saying, you know? So it puts it back into that, you know, more frontal dimensional space.
This is very spatial.
Well, we could listen to this song forever, but the show planning says otherwise. So I'm gonna politely fade out that beautiful ambient track. Thank you so much for bringing us furniture music this morning, Kirsten. Not at all as boring as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. And hopefully you will think about your furniture in a different way now.
I will. We just won't think about the BFM furniture. It's falling to bits. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Kirsten. Do you know where we're heading next week on Travelling Tunes?
Yes. Lilith. L-I-L-I-T-H.
Okay.
Cool. Lilith.
Well, I look forward to learning what that is.
Yes.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Ka kite.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
And this is...